أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. For reappearance of Imam Zaman صلوات. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فخرج منها خائفا يترقب وقال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين. صلوات. Today is the day to say condolences to Imam Zaman for the tragedy of departure of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Please recite salawat. And it is a historical tragedy. In order to relate with the dear children and youth, as I can see many of the youth are present, although our elders, they know the history very well. I've recited one of the verses of Quran that is from Surah Qasas, and it speaks about a story of one of the most important prophets, and that is Ulul Azm prophet, the most important prophets in the list of the prophets, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So you all know about that story, that it is said that Ja'a rajulun min aqsa al-madinati yas'a, that when it comes the time when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was facing Fir'aun and his forces, and Fir'aun and his government, they made a plan to kill Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to murder him. And this plot was prepared until one of the people that was deployed by Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some of the narration, that he was working for Hazrat Musa as a spy, or the one who gives the reports from inside the government. So there can be situations where the appointed people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets and Aimma alayhi salam, they may deploy the people, those who are working inside the government, and they would like to give the reports. And that has happened in the lives of Aimma alayhi salam. Ali ibn Yaqtin was also deployed. He was asked by 7th Imam Musa al-Qadhim alayhi salatu wasalam. To go and work inside the government and bring the reports. So it is up to the wali of the time, authority, that is religious authority, they can give this commandment that they can go and bring the reports and work for Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. So in the time of Hazrat Musa, of course, that person, Rajulun, name is not being said, Ja'a Rajulun min aqsa al-madinati, a person came from farther place of the city, running, yas'a, he came running because he had fear that if he does not give the report immediately, then there is possibility that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be murdered. So he comes to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and he says that people are gathered and they made a plot against you, and fakhruj, you have to leave the city. Inni laka minan nasihin, this is my advice. So he was consultant for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and based on his report, it is said, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made a strategy to leave the city. So khuruj of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not just an action that is being forced, but that was action that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam decided himself. There could be two situations that Hazrat Musa has to face, and he has to be killed, or he has to leave the city. So there were options. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had chosen to leave the city. Now my question to all brothers and sisters, and especially to the youth, that let us think that there can be certain situations about our Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. One, that we think that Imam was forced to leave the city, then of course result is going to be different, and all the consequences are going to be different. And in that case, understanding of the history is going to be completely different. Then it is completely a different tragedy that he had been forced to leave the city. Second option, that no, Imam was not forced to leave the city, but Imam made a strategy to leave the city. Let us think for a while. Which one can be true? Was that option available for Imam alayhi salatu wasalam to stay in the city, or it wasn't available? If we think a little bit with the depth, we will find that Imam Hussein had an option to stay in the city. And that option was accepting the government of Yazid and stay in the city, and safety will be provided, and he is going to be the person who is living in the city of Medina. When Imam had chosen to leave the city of Medina, that was will of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Although The circumstances were there that if Imam is not going to leave and he is not going to pledge the allegiance, at that time there is chance that he is going to face the murder. And the message was being given. So let us look at the history a little bit. It is said that Yazid, when he controls the government, in the beginning of his government, he sends a message. A letter was sent to his deputy in Medina, Walid ibn Utbah. And it was written over there that you have to ask allegiance from son of Prophet. And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was called once. When Imam went at that time he was alone. Imam goes in the court and he was asked by Walid that we advise you should accept allegiance for the Yazid as he has taken the government in his hands. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam at that time had chosen another strategy. So you see the leadership of Imam. How Imam takes the lead in every action. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said, if me as son of Prophet would like to give allegiance, I don't like to give allegiance in a secret place. I would like to choose a place where there are people, and in an open gathering I would like to give my allegiance. So give me the time that I can think, and then I will come back. So the time was decided. Second day, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had taken the most important personalities from Bani Hashim. So the personality of Ali Akbar, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. Please say salawat. And 18 youth from Bani Hashim, they accompanied with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Imam goes outside the court of Walid and he asks from Bani Hashim, you should stay outside. And then he goes inside. So that was the second point. In this case, Imam had taken the strategy again by taking these people with him. He wanted to show and demonstrate his power. And as he had said that I would not like to accept my allegiance openly. If I would like to reply, I would reply in open place. So at that time, again, he was advised that you should accept allegiance. Now look at the reply, dear youth, look at the reply of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. So a person has the choice accepting the allegiance or neglecting the allegiance. Both choices are there. If we consider that Imam did not have any choice and he had completely force, there is no fadilat, there is no excellence. Imam had a choice that he had taken the movement in his own hands, and that is why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam replied, mithli la yubayi'u mithla. Then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam stated various different qualities of himself, and also he stated about the history of Yazid. He said, Yazid is a sinner, a fasiq, a fajir, a corrupt, a transgressor. How that is possible that a person like me can accept the allegiance of Yazid? So he made it evident. And that was the point that Marwan, La'anatullah alayhi, advised to Walid, do not let Hussein go outside the court. Either you have to ask him to give allegiance, or you have to cut his head and behead him at the same time. An imam raised. So there was a secret between the people, those who were standing outside, and between Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And this point again, you can understand that the leadership of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made a strategy, he left the secret between the people, those who were standing outside, that if there is anything going to happen with me, I am going to raise the voice of Allahu Akbar. And Imam said that, do you think that you can kill me or ask me for allegiance? And there he raised the voice by saying Allahu Akbar. And all the youth of Bani Hashim, they stepped in, and of course they could not do anything. And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam comes out of the court. When Imam came out of the court, at that time Imam started deciding about his movement and strategical journey. Brothers and sisters, this journey that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had decided, there can be various reasons why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has not decided to stay inside the Medina. So this is a question. Imam had given answer for that, and there were certain reasons for that. One of the reasons that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had to leave Medina, that Imam wanted to keep sacredness of the city of Medina. Keep this city as a peaceful city. Keep the sacredness of the holy shrine and the holy place of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And second, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to have the safety of the people of city of Medina. He did not want to put the people in spot. If he would have decided to stay inside the city of Medina, of course there would have been fight. And Imam knew the nature of Yazid, that he will, even if he likes to attack, he will attack on the city of Medina. And even if he would like to kill everybody in the city of Medina, he will do that. That is why second reason that Imam had chosen to leave, to protect the people inside the Medina. Third reason that Imam had chosen to leave the city of Medina, that Imam wanted to make this journey as journey towards Mubahala, as Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, had been able to be victorious in the event of Mubahala. Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam also wanted to do a Mubahala. He wanted to be in an open place, and he wanted to disclose this in the history. So when he had taken the route of the journey, at that time he has taken the route through the most important places. For example, the first he decides to go to Mecca. And go to Mecca at the time when it is time of Hajj, when people from all over the world, they are getting together in the city of Mecca for the reason of Hajj. And Imam wanted to give his message. He wanted to demonstrate his imamat. The people from various places will be able to be aware. That is why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam stops in various places, speaks with many people, many reporters. So if you just go and look at the history, you would find that hundreds of the reporters, they have been able to meet with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam while his journey. During his journey, he has been able to meet with the people. He was giving the answers. He was delivering the speeches. And giving the reason of his movement. So that was another reason to leave the city of Medina. So that means in all these cases, Imam Hussein was taking the lead of the movement. And that is the beauty of Imamat, the divine personalities, when they like to act on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would like to act according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it has been said, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. Although Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was leaving the city, at that time he was leaving the city with a fear, but he was commanded to leave. A prophet cannot act unless he receives the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was commanded to leave. And he went toward the river. That was also a reason that he had divine knowledge to move toward the river. So all those strategies that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taken, the same strategy was taken by our Imam. And when Imam leaves the city of Medina, at that time he was reciting the same verse. This was the same verse that was recited by Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبُ وَقَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. He remembered the struggle of the prophets in the past, and especially the striving of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That means there is a resemblance in the movement of Imam Hussein and the movement of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. As Musa was taking stand against Fir'aun, today Hussein, as Musa, is taking stand against the Fir'aun of the time. Yazid has become Fir'aun of the time. Please say salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Another thing that is important to think, that is Hijrat of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Migration. Of course, Hijrat is one of the most important action that we have seen in the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. First, that was Prophet, he advised the Muslims in the beginning of Islam, like Ja'far al-Tayyar, to leave the city, to go to Africa. So this was the first Hijrat. And second Hijrat, it was taken in the time of Prophet himself. He migrated from Makkah to Medina. And brothers and sisters, of course, in Islam, there are special commandments. When somebody likes to leave one city and go to any other city, choose to live in any other city, of course, there must be some commandments. Islam is not a religion that leaves the people open. You can decide. You can go wherever you like. You can live wherever you like. Is that the case? Of course, that is not the case. Islam has a sharia. It has a fiqh. It has obligations. It does not allow everybody that you are free to choose wherever you like to go. No. For migration itself, Islam would give its view. You can go and look in the fatwa of Maraje, where they would let you know that if you like to choose a city, what are the principles? On what basis you can choose the city? Yes, in principle, maybe it is allowed that you can choose a city. But then you need to see the rest of the things. Is the city suitable? Is the city better for my generation, for my children? Am I going to receive the teachings of Ahlul Bayt? Can I train my children in this place? So all these things have to be considered. When Imam also wanted to migrate, at that time this was an action, and this action cannot be without reason. There were strong reasons to migrate from a city which was one of the holiest city in Islam. And when Imam wanted to step out at that time, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ نَجَّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Brothers and sisters, whenever you like to take an action, at that time, seeking help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua is really important. As Hazrat Musa, by being Ulul Azm Prophet, when he likes to take a step, at that time he says, رَبِّ نَجَّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah, save me from the oppressors, from the nation of the oppressors. Imam also remembers this dua. That means he's making this dua. This is Quranic dua. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam took the help and consulted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, today I am surrounded by the nation that is nation of the oppressors. Although an Imam, a divine personality, son of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but at the same time, being linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the lesson? Lesson for us. Whenever you like to take a step, start a move, at that time, do not depend on yourself. Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him for your help. Take every step trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then the victory is going to be there. Any victory, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any help that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Hussain, when he began at that time, he began with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see Hazrat Asiya. She also says the same statement. رَبِّ نَجَّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Imam Hussain also asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means dua plays greater role. But brothers and sisters, when our Imam was leaving the city, that was a memorable city, full of the memories. A city that was full of the memories for Imam Hussain. Let me remind you what memories this city had. It was not a normal city. It was not an ordinary city. That was a city where most of the Quran was revealed. Of course, you see the surahs that are Surah Madani, Madani surahs. All these Madani surahs are revealed in this Medina. And Hussain was witness of all those surahs that were revealed. He was the witness. He was the one who used to listen the wahi and narrate for his mother at home. This is the city where Holy Prophet used to stop at a house, on a door, outside the door, reciting verses of Tathir. Innama yuridullahu liyudhib ankum ar-rijs, reciting ayat Tathir. This was the city where Imam Hussain witnessed Jibreel, angels sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A city where he had memory of his mother, memories of the mother. Sometimes Salman says, brothers and sisters, that I went inside the house of Zahra and I saw a scene that the grandeur it was running, and I saw there was a blood with the handle of this grandeur. And I asked Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya Rasulullah, I have seen the grandeur, that the handle of grandeur was bloody. And Prophet, peace be upon him, says, that is the blood of my daughter Fatima al-Zahra. While she was grinding, her hands become bloody sometimes, and this is blood of Zahra. Aba Abdullah al-Hussein could remember, brothers and sisters, when his mother used to take him in her lap and grinding, and then reciting du'as and verses. Imam Hussein will remember the time in the city of Medina, being on the shoulder of the Prophet, peace be upon him, walking around the city from one street to the other street. And also he can remember a time when the same city, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein goes in the prayer of the Prophet, while Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was praying. And when Prophet goes in sajda, Imam Hussein comes on the shoulders of the Prophet, and he sits on the shoulders of the Prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked from Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, prolong your sajda. Prolong your sajda. Do not take your head from the sajda until Hussein leaves. You know how Hussein was important? That Prophet continues reciting tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamd, for 70 times. That is how Hussein was important, and he could remember the city of Medina. Memories of the city of Medina were many. That is why it is said, the time when he decided, at that time Hussein goes straight to the grave of his grandfather. And Hussein sits beside the grave of his grandfather, and then he starts speaking with his grandfather. You know what he said? Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, you like to remember the time? You like to remember the departure? Our ulama say one of the most important tragedies in the life of Imam Hussein is leaving the Medina. You know, Wida of Medina is one of the most important tragedy in the history. If you like to remember, let me remind you. Hussein sits with the grave of his grandfather and says, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Abatahu, Ya Rasulullah, O my grandfather, people did not let me that I can stay with your grave. And now I am deciding to leave the city of you, Ya Rasulullah. If you would have allowed me, listen to Hussein, brothers and sisters, he says, if you would have allowed me that I enter into your grave, I would love to sleep with you, Ya Rasulullah. Then he said salam to Prophet, peace be upon him. While Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was speaking with the Prophet, it is said that he went to sleep. And when he went to sleep, suddenly saw in the dream, Prophet, peace be upon him, comes out of the grave. he takes Hussein in his lap. You know, brothers and sisters, when a grandfather like Prophet, peace be upon him, would take Imam Hussein in his lap, at that time Hussein remembered the time of his childhood. He remembered the time that Prophet, peace be upon him, bows down and kisses the lips of Hussein. Sometime he kisses the neck of Hussein. Sometime he kisses the chest of Hussein. And people, they used to ask, Ya Rasulullah, why you kiss those lips? Why you kiss that neck? Why you kiss that chest? And Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, when Prophet, peace be upon him, says, there are people you do not know in Karbala, this will be the chest, the shimmer will be standing on the same chest. This is going to be the neck where shimmer is going to be slaughtering. Oh, brothers, sisters, Imam Hussein leaves the grave of the Prophet and then he goes to a grave. Can I tell you which one? What grave, brothers and sisters? In some of the narrations, I've read that when Imam Hussein went to that grave, at that time he went running. You know, when a child goes to the mother, can you think when a child goes to the mother, in the same position Imam Hussein runs and goes to the grave of his mother, and he fell down on the grave of his mother. Sallallahu alayhi ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayhi ya Aba Abdullah. He rushed on that grave. He fell down on this grave. And this has happened twice. Once when Imam Hussein went on this grave, and second time when Zainab came Medina again from Karbala, at that time she rushed and she came and she fell down on the grave of her mother. And after saying farewell to the mother, Imam comes at home and then he started preparing. You know, when he started preparing, he said, Oh my dear Zainab, you get ready. Oh Umm Kulsoom, you have to be ready as well. Oh my Sakina, you should be ready. He said, Oh Umm Rubab, you should be ready. He started asking one by one, and even few days old, the child, Ali Asghar, he asked, Can you prepare Ali Asghar? Ask him to leave the city. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you one tragedy and then I'm going to leave, that we can have a matam for a while. Brothers and sisters, it is said that when old Karwan was prepared and old Bani Hashim were prepared, and when ladies, they wanted to leave the houses, at that time Imam Hussein asked from Abbas, Oh Abbas, can you get out as people are gathered outside? Can you ask them that Guddu Absarakum, you have to bow down your gaze, because my Zainab and Umm Kulsoom, they are getting out of the house. Let me ask, Ya Aba Abdullah, today you are asking the people of city of Medina, oh people of the city of Medina, you have to bow down your gazes. My sisters are getting out of the house. What is going to happen in Karbala on the day of Ashura, when the people are going to take the chadar of Zainab Salamullahi Alayha, Shamer with his spear, he's going to take the chadar of Zainab Salamullahi Alayha. At that time, there is nobody who can protect the hijab of Zainab Salamullahi Alayha. But, oh, brothers and sisters, then Zainab comes out of the house, and it is said Abbas Alayhi Salatu Wasalam moves forward
forward and he goes and he asks from Zainab, Ya Zainab, oh, let me help you that you can ride on the camel. Let me ask Abbas where you have been on the 11th of Ashura, 11th of Muharram. There was nobody who could give ride to Zainab Salamullahi Alayha. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ayyamun qalbi yanqalibun matame Hussain.